The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast and you need some help? You need to give our friends a call at Lear Capital. If you're looking at how to invest in different things like gold and silver, they'll hook you up. Give them a call. 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to Secular Brothers Podcast. We seem a little distracted. Jordan and I are currently watching World Cup game. You likely know how it ends already, but we're only about 9 minutes in. Or Iran, USA, which is happening right now. I'm going to say it right.
Iran.
I don't want to say Iran. I say Iran. What'd you say, Will?
Jordan wants to say Iran.
Yeah. Oh, look at that cowboy. He's upset.
He's really upset. I mean, we had a good shot, opportunity there.
So, Newcomb. Since we're not going to be just like covering sports talk.
You didn't catch that, did you?
Newcomb, I heard him. I heard you. But because
we have nuclear weapons and they don't yet.
But they're trying.
They're trying.
Always trying. They're enriching.
They enrich their uranium to 60%.
Are you looking to enrich your pockets? Check out our friends at Lear Capital. No, I'll do that ad later on. Oh, man.
This is the game, though. This is the game that decides if we make it out of the group stage to the knockout
or into
stage.
A world war. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Your eyes are clearly locked on it, and that's fine. I did want to start with this.
Yes?
This is from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Obviously, a show that over the years has started to go... Yeah, very liberal. Started off as sort of the comedy right wing.
Did you get rid of him because of the ratings?
Well, his ratings are still, he's still number one on the networks. But Gutfeld
has
started
more.
To. Yes, but there's a whole controversy there because they're 30 minutes earlier and that is a lot of people.
Sure.
And it's a different group of people. But regardless, yeah, Gutfeld has defeated all of them, I think, at late night. No, I don't think they'll get rid of Colbert. He's still number one at traditional late night because Fallon, the appetite for Fallon's sort of softness. And kindness started to wear thin during the Trump administration. And a lot of people blame Fallon because he tussled Donald Trump's hair and all of that early on, kind of humanized him. So a lot of people did that early on. But that's beside the point. Last night, recently demoted guest from primetime and moved himself to the morning show on CNN, which I'm sure is doing great in the ratings. Don Lemon, one of our favorites. Who, again, I think they are just figuring out a way to get rid of. I've said this all the time. They're phasing him out instead of what they've just done when they've gone and just fired and fired and fired or resigned.
With Don.
With Don Lemon, with, you know, sockless Don Lemon. I feel like.
Is he sockless?
I feel like they're
I'm always sockless.
You're always sockless?
Almost. I mean.
Is that popular right now?
I'm going to D.C. tomorrow. I won't be sockless then.
Yeah.
But other than like with a suit, I'm sockless. And sometimes with a suit.
I think my feet would just smell horrible. We'll talk about how to eliminate that later on, how to eliminate that smell. But speaking of smells, Don Lemon was on Stephen Colbert, and they asked him a question related to sort of the journalistic integrity of CNN. Let's hear what he said about this non-biased cable news network.
Now he's got a really hard job, which is running CNN. The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
What?
Yes. I don't think we ever were
that,
liberal.
Not me saying that. That's the people out there saying that he's not letting you be liberal anymore.
So even Colbert had to respond.
Yeah.
When
he
said,
was like,
I don't think we were liberal. What? He responds, yes, I don't think we ever were liberal. We know that. I mean, don't try to pull the wool over people's eyes. There's a reason why you are having
as activist liberal as MSNBC. But that's just because their ratings weren't as good.
And I could say his show of any of them was the most.
Definitely.
He was the one calling people, you know, who voted for President Trump, like supporters of racism and you know, you're supporting the same people that supported the Ku Klux Klan and that type of thing.
And he was all these guys he's demoted.
Yeah, so
because they're not good enough at being very liberal like the MSNBC crowd, because they are they're trying to appease like this.
Look, I like where CNN is headed. I think
it's fine. I don't watch it.
I don't watch it either, but I do think that there is it's not unlike Blockbuster. It's a respected brand, even if it's a shell of what it once was.
But there's no Blockbuster anymore.
There's one. And then they did that's
a joke.
Series. I mean, it's real. You can go there.
It is real?
Yeah.
What does it do? Like sell stuff?
They got a lot of merch and things. It's in Oregon. But regardless, I'm saying it was a brand that we all grew up with and actually associated with good things. Like CNN, I associated with a lot of, especially their international coverage. And I think that there is hope, but it's absolutely ridiculous that they are moving away from that Don Lemon would pretend that they were not a liberal network.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's trying to make himself more palatable to the grandmas who watch morning shows.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to now be.
What's the point? But I haven't watched it. Is he still a liberal nutcase on there?
Well, the whole show is not like
that.
Or
is it just like a sipping coffee?
It's a bit more like a Today Show, but still a little more hard hitting. I've only seen it once. It did nothing for me. I mean, none of those shows really do.
They're just taking people from time slots and they got to pay them, so they might as well use them.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. Like, I don't think there's really anyone in that morning show space that.
Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends, but like I don't watch any of it.
It's not targeted towards us.
Yeah, that format is not for me.
Out the door.
Yeah,
with these shows. Well, either I'm like getting my kids ready. You know, it's just that's not what I don't even have anything on yet.
I don't know that. I mean, we've seen those numbers drop in general. I think that the younger viewer, like my wife, was a Today Show kind of diehard viewer.
Yeah,
especially during the Kathy Lee and Hoda days. And then when they took sort of a more radical political turn. Around Trump, around 2016.
It's off. It's never on.
Turned it off. Because, when we had little kids, it was something to have on. Then it became, during COVID, just because it became, that was every day. Every day became, you know, dreary, dread. And they stopped watching it. And that, I can say, is the same thing that's happened now for a lot of these morning shows. So they're trying to figure out whether this format's even worth saving. I personally don't really think it is.
Like the morning show? Two men and a woman?
Yeah. I don't know if there's... I don't know. Yeah, I guess there's Al Roker still, and there's still like Carson, and those guys still are on it.
They have like kind of a rotating.
But they're not like the main people.
No, it's people I can't even name.
Yeah.
I know what they look like.
Yeah. They hosted the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We watched that.
I watched it in its entirety for the first time in many years.
My kids had a tough time, which I guess when I was a kid, I probably did.
I mean, it gets it's usually something you have on in the background.
A lot of marching bands.
It was more marching bands than ever this year. A lot of adult marching bands this year, too.
What is that?
It's like we didn't even send the schools. We sent some grown people with off-key, and there's some bad dancing.
Always playing some Uptown Funk.
Yeah, and it opened with, Funny Girl, which I thought was a pretty good open. And then,
did you see any musical performances or plays that you said, I didn't know that existed? There was one I thought... Oh, that looks interesting. And I didn't even know existed.
Was it the Neil Diamond musical?
Yes.
That, Jordan.
I know.
I mean, I watched that. I was like, this, I can't even believe that.
I don't
this
think
is
that
the state of, this is the state of Broadway today that the Neil Diamond musical is what they're promoting on here. I mean, it was a guy doing a Neil Diamond voice.
He had
it was
a pretty good Neil Diamond.
He did. It was like Saving Silverman is what this reminded me of, though. Oh,
I
man.
I feel like it was more of a comedy, but it's probably not.
I don't think so. And he's like, everyone that sings Sweet Caroline. And my dad was watching yelling, why didn't they get the real Neil Diamond? I was like, I don't think, he's very old. I think
but he's still performing.
No, he retired.
He did?
Yeah, he had some medical issues, I believe, and he retired. He played a few years ago.
I had a urinal next to Neil Diamond.
You had a meal next to Neil Diamond?
Urinal.
You had a urinal next
we
to him.
Shared at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York.
Did he take a long time?
The
he's
final.
Old man.
And we were... So there were a lot. The way tennis works is if you get up to go to the bathroom, you can't go back and sit down until they switch sides. Uh-huh. And so the bathrooms are pretty empty during the match. If you had to go, you have to go, and you have to give up some watching the final. So you're in there. Usually you're the only person.
Yeah.
So it was just me and Neil Diamond.
And he was like, hands.
I mean, he saw me look over and make the face.
Touching hands.
I didn't touch him.
Then later on.
But I came out, and I was like, man. You will not believe who I was just at the urinal with.
He was sitting there going,
and she saw him walk out. She saw him walk out in front of me. So I mean,
I love Neil Diamond. I got no beef with Neil Diamond.
But man. I mean, it's those kind of stories I feel like that Neil Diamond, you have.
Yeah.
He was at the urinal. He could have been the
We all urinate. That's a children's book, I believe. Everyone urinates. We should write that.
Well, I think it exists.
Yeah, no, I think everyone poops exists.
Is that even true these days? Can you say everyone about anything?
Oh, does everyone poop? Everyone poops. Yes, I think we can just... How aggressively?
They all.
It just depends.
They...
Warm.
Oh. no one has scored yet in this first 20.
Yeah, we're still watching this, taking a look at this as I thumb through my notes here.
Did you notice if the Iranian players sang today? I wasn't watching. Did they sing? Yeah. Because they threatened to kill their families.
The national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like the rugby team of Fiji that sings like worship hymns to psych every. It's the most beautiful and like best moment ever to watch. You should check that out. Check that out. It's really a cool thing that's going on over there in the Fiji Rugby Club. You find that on Twitter. The Elon Musk,
he owns Fiji Water.
Okay, yeah, you're paying very close attention.
Fiji soccer. Fiji rugby. I know them.
Yeah, they sing.
The All Blacks. They sing, that's New Zealand.
They sing the worship.
Fiji does or New Zealand?
Fiji. And it's like, it's in whatever their native language is, but it's very moving. You should find the video. It's very impressive.
What did that do to Elon Musk?
You can find it on Twitter. I think I retweeted it and said that now I am a fan. Someone retweeted, they're like, if this is what Christian nationalism looks like, I'm all in. That's all that. Because it is like this deeply emotional, spiritual moment that's coming from the Fiji national rugby team. You're a rugby fan? You used to play rugby.
Yeah. It's a little tough to watch on TV. It's like kind of like soccer here. Well, no, it's nothing like soccer here because soccer's gotten much more popular in the U.S. But, the rules, it's not like cricket style, but I'm a fan.
You know what I'm also a fan of? Gold and silver.
I do like
what I want to tell you, a friend. You know, it's Christmas time. Silver and gold. Silver and gold. If you want to learn more, call Lear Capital right now about investing in gold and silver. You can get your free precious metal investor guide. They're doing a lot right now, especially as we're heading to the holidays. Next week, we're going to have on CEO again, Kevin. He's going to come on, tell you all about investing in gold and silver with Lear Capital. So I want you right now to give him a call. It's 800-430-2919. You're going to get your free investment kit. So you're going to learn more about it. You can also ask them a bunch of questions. You can talk to them. And you get free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold right now as you're looking for what to do around Christmas time. Maybe this is a... I don't know if you can give... Can you give gold? I don't know how that works. But you can call them and say... Call and ask them and say, you know what? I would like to fill some stockings with gold this year.
You can get the gold sent to you.
Yeah. I mean, in Hanukkah, we give away gold coins.
Yeah, which are chocolate.
I wish they were gold coins. At some point, maybe they were originally gold coins. Now they've moved to chocolate. But with the price of gold, it's always doing well. And even times of inflation, it's always good to check out diversifying your portfolio, checking out all the precious metals that are offered there. Again, give them a call, 800-430-2919. That's 800-430-2919. Talk to them. There's also a URL that is in our description or show notes, however you watch or listen. You'll find it there. Make sure you use that number or that URL because that tracks that you came from us. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's 800-430-2919.
Yeah, still.
Still nil-nil.
Nil-nil. Do they say nil-nil?
Yes.
It's not just the tennis says that?
I think it's just internationally used.
Yeah.
Isn't love tennis?
Yeah, nil
not
is nil. Soccer.
Nil,
yeah, you're right. Okay, you know what? I'm not a sportsman.
Clearly. No one ever accused you of that.
No.
That's true. You didn't have to even make the statement.
No. I like yelling at the TV and then being like, you were wide open. I feel like soccer, it is that time where it's like, it feels like this is it. And the ball just goes flying like the
out of control.
Out of just into the stands. Hope it doesn't just punt someone in the face.
Keep that ball down. That's why Ronaldo is Ronaldo and Messi is Messi. They can
keep it down.
The power and still keep it down, which really, I think goal is only about.
Well, your wife is a big soccer player.
She was a Division I soccer player. So yeah,
she knows a lot more than
all of us. She understands all the upper V. That's where you're always going for, the upper V of the goal. It's the hardest for the goalie to get to.
So that's like the top quarter?
Top quarters.
Yeah.
And also, and the lower quarters, those are the toughest places to get because the highest point and the longest reach.
And you're also just kind of guessing.
But now goalies are like 6'8". A lot of like
so the, they can take up
more the U.S. spice. Goalie is something like 6'5 or 6'6.
Yeah. I feel like I was a goalie just because they were like, you can't run. Like, we look at you, we know you can't run, and you take up a lot of space. Two things that are good for a goalie. Hopefully you don't have to dive.
It's a little different at Division I level.
Yeah. Yeah, their bodies look
She's
a little
broken
different.
Broken all of her fingers.
All of her femurs?
Fingers.
Fingers.
From the ball.
Do you have more than one femur?
Getting kicked and stuff.
You have two femurs? Two femurs. Sorry, we're very distracted today. This is just going to be the day. Look, because Jordan has said this is...
USA.
This is the most important, maybe, soccer match in geopolitical history.
For us, at least. For the U.S. Because it actually has implications to, like, move on. Well, this is a good run. This is great to listen to.
People love and listen to this later on. When
well,
they already
they know
what's happening.
Know, so they know if this is a huge disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah, right now we have hope. And that's what we're spreading
that's
hope here.
That's all you need. Hope and gold and...
Hope and gold. Hope and gold. Anything else happening? Anything else going on in the world? I don't even know. I mean, there was the whole, you know, whether...
Could be a strike on the railroads, which is only under the Biden years. When they say it's like the Jimmy Carter years...
The Jerusalem Post just...
And they're like, we're going to have a railroad strike. I just imagine a railroad strike.
It would like, be very bad.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
oh,
we talked about this when this initially happened.
Because there's a lot of railroads where we are. Nashville, I mean, we have active... Railroad,
but no Amtrak.
No, I know that's too
it's
bad.
Weird. We used to, but not anymore.
My kids would love that if we had that.
I know until they ride it, and then they're like,
"Well,
this is scary."
Yeah,
because all love
Excel is not.
Will went on his honeymoon. I remember telling him, "Look, Amanda and I did this. We actually went from Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, to New Orleans, Louisiana on New Year's.
How long is that?
Like 6 hours,
on
something like that. We went on like the day before New Year's Eve. Came back New Year's morning." So imagine the people getting on the train.
They weren't just doing it for
January 1st at around 5 a.m.
Not just an experience for them.
No, in New Orleans. I mean, there was faces just beaten in. Like just bloody faces as you load on. Like we have our little car. We had our little sleepette that has a prison toilet in it.
You had a prison toilet?
Well, because there's no divider. It's just...
A toilet, a bed?
Toilet in the room.
Toilet out of it.
I didn't know that.
So you have your own private commode, if you will, and you have bunk beds. But I told Will, I was like, I don't know if you want to do this. And you did it.
Yeah, we did it. We went from Birmingham to D.C., then D.C. to Charleston.
She's a haul.
Oh, that's a lot.
And, you said, and I told you, it's a little greyhoundy.
It's a little Soviet feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Soviet chic.
Soviet chic.
Well, we definitely have been updated.
It's like eating airplane food, but on the ground.
Yeah, they're like, we have a dining car. And you're like, great.
How was it?
Well, Salisbury steak.
Like airplane food.
like Jimmy D.
Yeah, but it is kind of fun.
I love Excel.
I love, yeah.
High
I love
speed rail.
High speed rail. And Florida's going to have one next year, which is going to be great. We're going to go to Orlando, Miami in like an hour. And that's going to be awesome.
Be crazy people. Huh. Orlando to
Miami. Miami and back.
It's like San Francisco, LA that they want to do. All the places that they would do. DC to New York is like the most boring. Yeah. It's just dull business people.
Well, they were going to do a train stop at Disney World where you got on at Disney Springs, the shopping district, and they actually, I think, decided against it because of that. They're like, we don't just want
the riffraff.
Thousands of
can we say that word? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it.
Riffraff. Street rat. Can you not do that? That's Aladdin.
Are you doing that because of Iran?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Was he Persian or was he Arab?
Arabian Nights.
He was Arabian Nights.
Arabian. So he's
Agrabah.
Cutter.
It's very similar to Agrabah, which is actually right outside of Jerusalem on the Egypt side, I believe. So it's just that quote. It's Middle Eastern for sure.
But Arab, not Persian.
Yes. Remember, there was a lot of talk of even, like, there's a lot of Muslim rhetoric that's in Aladdin.
Is there?
A lot. Some of it was edited out.
What do you mean rhetoric?
A lot of praise Allah, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, you know, that would just be God. I mean, some people say that's not the
thing. No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, that's in there. They hinted at that.
That was not even a thing.
No.
It was a nice time.
Yeah, you could. Well, there was parts they cut out because there was Sharia law in Aladdin also.
Sharia law?
Yeah, there was. The beginning of the movie, before they fixed it, there's a part where he said, like, if the genie. Who is like at that point not the genie? He's like a storyteller. Talks about them cutting off your hand if you steal a loaf of bread.
Oh yeah,
where they
yeah.
cut off your ear if they don't like your face was in the theme song too.
Yeah, and then they edited that. And they changed some of those kind of things later on in the Will Smith version even that came out recently, which was fantastic. The Jerusalem, speaking of this, Jerusalem Post just put out the top three finalists for Anti-Semite of the Year. That's a real article. I saw that headline on Drudge Report.
It's joking around. Is it like in jest? I mean, it's not funny, but...
The top three are pretty easy to... at least two of them. You can vote.
You get to vote? Like, it's on
stopantisemitism.org. I don't know who they are, so I'm not saying I support them or not.
Okay, so Jerusalem Post is showing that.
Yeah. And it's Kanye, Muhammad Hadid, and I don't know who this third person is, so I'll...
That's a good thing.
I'll leave that.
The fact that most of these anti-Semites are the most are pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean, Hadid is the dad of the supermodels, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of like a scam artist, I think.
And one is a head of a white supremacist group that I am not familiar with.
Which is great that you never heard of. Because it means...
Oh, yeah. They're pretty bad.
But who are they? Nothing, right?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of them?
What?
Are there many of them? Or are they just...
This is a Kanye article. What do you really look at? I mean, this is just what it is. But I like the headline.
I just don't know what to do with my Yeezys. I don't want to throw them away yet. But I also feel like I can't even wear them. One of my friends
sold all of his, but then he was like, and I'm giving all the money to fight anti-Semitism. And I was still, but it's like, so you're selling them to somebody who's paying you top dollar.
Right.
So I don't know. You can do what you want.
But I don't know if I'd wear them right now.
No, I think that's probably... I mean, I wore...
They're really comfortable, too. That's unfortunate.
Well, but Adidas has already put out what their like knockoffs look like, and they look exactly the same.
It just won't say...
Yeah, which is kind of like, okay, well, at this point, what are you doing here?
Yeah, just how about we retire that
come up with
silhouette.
A different looking... Yeah, a different
look. So that was fancy.
That was very fancy.
I could design
that
shoes.
That was very...
I could be a good shoe designer.
Balenciaga of you. No.
That's a whole other... Oof.
Yeah, we could talk a little bit about that because there is more information about that. And look, Balenciaga
is suing, they did put the ad out, so they're going to be in trouble. But they're suing the company who put together the ad, like the ad firm.
Yeah, they said some of it was that they were hoodwinked because the one of them they said was purely bad, which I think was the one with the teddy bear. I think they said this was in bad taste. We made a mistake. The other one they're claiming. That, you know, they're not an American company. And because what there is like weird documents. So it's like the Supreme Court ruling on child pornography is like on the screen. And there's other things that are littered around this office and this ad campaign. And they kind of said, we didn't even really know what we were looking at.
I don't know enough about it.
They came out and made a pretty, at least, aggressive statement to try to save their own butts, obviously.
I just don't know why this is such a thing. Like, why? When people talk about the grooming, they talk about the Disney stuff. Yeah, and then you see this and you're like, well, then you know what?
Then maybe they're right. Yeah, there's proof. All of a sudden there's proof with these things that
this world is so sick that we don't have to accept everything as art. Right. I think maybe we got too far down that route. See, this guy, he's got...
Well...
We're just not good at falling. See, this guy, look at this. We're playing the game.
You know what I watched?
They don't even stop the game.
Flopping yet. Well, you don't stop the clock. Ever.
I mean, he's flopping.
Let's see what actually happened here. Well, I'm sure you're going to love this, people listening on the podcast. Oh, that was bad.
Not even nothing.
I mean, that was like a bump. I watched, you know, I had flashbacks to...
I feel like
these
Iranian guys are pretty good flashbacks.
I had flashbacks to the 1998 World Cup where David Beckham got the red card and it was like a famous one.
Yeah, well, because he kicked the guy in the ground. He got tackled.
Yeah.
And while he was on the ground.
When you watch it now, though, it kind of looks like nothing.
Really?
Like, in the moment, I remember watching it being like, oh! And when you watch it now, you're like, that's what he did? He, like barely lifted his leg and kicked a guy, and the guy flops over, and then, you know, David Beckham gets kicked out of that game and the next game, I believe, of the World Cup.
Do you remember 92?
I was, like, 7 years old. So
we were at the Saudis. They tied Argentina. We were there.
I remember being there. That was 92?
94.
I do. I remember being at the Saudi Arabia game. I still have the flags.
Again, it was not a. There was no issue to have fun. A oh God, but Allah flag.
Yeah,
and they didn't care.
Yeah, no, it was just fun to be there.
I think we're back to that with the Saudis. We are the conservatives.
I don't know. I have no relation. But look, I want to tell you. Maybe not at the World Cup because I've heard it's still like in the 80s. Maybe you're in Florida, it's still in the 80s. But cold weather has started to arrive across the country. There's areas that are snowed out, snowed in.
A lot of flu. We're actually the top state right now.
A flu? That happened a couple years ago, too, because the schools start shutting down.
The weather crazy.
We actually had that.
We go from like 80
yeah.
to 40. Just today, the day started out in the early low 40s.
Yeah.
By the time we'll be home, it could be tornadoes and nearly 70 degrees.
Yes, yeah, so you need to update.
That could get you sick.
Yeah, you need your immune system to get checked out. And what you can do to help strengthen your immune system is check out the Defender Immunity Boost. It is for you. It will help prevent sickness. It will strengthen your immune health. It's got an all-in-one immunity booster. It combines vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, quercetin, all-in-one pill. I take this personally almost every day.
Yeah, I do too.
And again, because your kids are coming home from school, they're always bringing home something.
A lot of runny noses.
So much. But with this, I've been able to keep myself strong. You know, obviously that has helped. Even when I have gotten sick, I haven't gotten very sick. Yeah. You know, it's at least helped
protect
me.
Haven't taken you out.
Exactly. It hasn't taken me out at all. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping. They also have Defender PM. And what you're going to really like about this company, Centurion Labs, by the way, and you should go to CenturionLabs.com/bros. Again, that's CenturionLabs, L-A-B-S.
You'll see us.
/bros. You'll see us. Use promo code bros. You get 20% off your first bottle order. But they've been around 15 years. They're based in Alabama. Their products are made in America, and they support the values that we do here.
Yep. CenturionLabs.com/bros.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about, and maybe we could a little bit, is we're only, like, what, less than, right at a week away from that Georgia runoff.
Yeah, it's interesting how that's not looking good for Republicans.
It's not. And I think that's okay to kind of look at that and say.
And I think also there's just not a lot of excitement.
Because you can't win the...
You're not going to get control. I mean, it is important.
But yeah, because if one seat or two moves...
We're being outspit considerably. And so you have to start making decisions. Listen, we were on a call yesterday about that.
Look, I'm getting served ads all the time, I feel like, for Warnock. Or not even necessarily ads, but celebrity endorsements.
Yeah.
I saw Michael Stipe. He reactivated his social media just to go on to talk about Warnock.
Really?
Yeah. Which I'm a big REM fan. It was kind of like I've been waiting for him to reemerge, and
that's how he did it.
This is what I'm getting.
You're so excited for Raphael Warnock.
I know. That's the thing. I kind of told you this. I do think, as much as I like Herschel, I can't see voting for Warnock, but I can see why people are not motivated to vote for Herschel.
Yes, and we have not been seeing I'm not going to give away who I was over the holidays playing golf with somebody, and was very involved in the races there. And like we didn't, unless you lived there, we didn't see like the ad. Like no, it's not surprising how many. And it was still a very small margin, 50,000 votes. But
yeah,
how many people just said, eh. And it's because the ads were just that devastating, and his response wasn't great.
Yeah,
well, we talked about it here right when it happened. We said this could be it. We were right.
Yeah, probably. The state of Georgia, I think, also kind of looks to. Kind of like I said, Alabama did for Katie Britt, which was not necessarily the most popular person initially, but you thought this person could represent the state of Alabama well in the Senate.
And she replaced Shelby, who was, again, not
great, but
not like a conservative hero.
No, but
very statesman.
If you're Alabama, you can look to her and say, she's well spoken. She's good at provide
good for business.
Good for business, provide a professionalism.
And conservative.
And conservative, and also.
Not going to embarrass you.
Not going to embarrass you. And I think for Georgia, there's concerns about all of that. There's concerns about, does he believe in what he's saying? Did he believe in?
More so on our side than theirs. I mean, listen, Warnock's had allegations he tried to run over his wife.
Right.
But he's on the left, so we know they're going to be judged differently. The fact is that Ursulus has not been able to effectively communicate his message.
We'll see. I mean, we're only a week out, but it's not looking great.
Yeah, it's tough to predict these runoffs. We know there was going to be uphill, likely for Republicans. And there's reasons why. One, we're just not as good at doing the early voting. And imagine if people have a tough time remembering what day is a midterm. Imagining runoffs.
Sorry, I got an alert on my phone. I don't know if you get this. My kid's school nurse, you get a text.
They went to the nurse?
When they go to the nurse.
What happened?
And it says confidential medical event. I'm like, oh no, that's what's every time. And every time, like, your stomach drops. Now, I thought if it's
I don't feel like those. If it's a good example of Iran. Yeah.
If anything, you feel like, okay, are you getting like with when I get a confidential medical event? I know that if it's that bad, they're going to probably call me. They're not going to be like, hey, let's just send him a push notification. And it's that my daughter went in, her leg was itching. She thinks she might have a bug bite. They applied really? Hydrocortisone cream to affected area.
They had
area.
To tell you that?
Smiley face.
They had to give you a push notification for a bug bite?
Thank you to the school nurse. I appreciate it.
I mean, that's nice.
I do like it.
That's actually a very like active nurse school. I mean,
no, if anybody in that school, I trust that school nurse. She does a good job.
But also like for a bug bite.
Yeah, I've also gotten, they've gone in just like, they would like a couple of ice.
I get a couple of bug bites a week.
Sometimes she deals out ice. Do we get a go?
A go.
Go, are you sure? Oh, no.
No.
There's a man down. Oh, we did get a goal.
It looks like a goal.
He's very hurt. So as we celebrate.
That's our star.
Is that the first goal America had? No, we went draw 1-1, right?
No, it's our first goal.
1-1 with Wales.
Oh,
yeah.
So second.
Oof.
Okay. That's our best player.
That's not good. Let's watch this video replay. I'm sure, again, you're loving this. Before we talk about our brand new friends.
He died with.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
I'm not sure where he got hit yet.
That doesn't feel good.
No, it's full speed. Three guys. That's full.
He got kicked in the stomach, head, something. I don't know. All right, let's move on from this. We'll keep watching. Well, it's exciting though.
That's a head injury more than a or just your wind knocked out. It could just be. Let's hope it's just wind knocked out.
Yeah. We'll find out more. Doesn't look great. Okay.
Go.
I know my kids are waiting to do that. Of course, we watched that whole 90 minutes, waited for it to happen, and they were like, got so close, never got to do the goal.
The sad Iranians in the stadium.
Because I used to take my son.
You like to see the sad Iranians, and they know how to be sad, too. They wail.
Yeah. They're like wrestling fans.
Yeah, the American – I see a lot of these American fans are just Qataris with the flags.
I was going to say, that's not – that doesn't
feel like – Did they hire them?
It looks like that guy has a Melbourne, Florida.
Well,
that guy is definitely from Melbourne.
There's
Florida
a Melbourne,
well.
Florida scarf. I don't even know why that exists.
Well, because you represent your city.
Your city? Yeah. So he's like, I'm representing Melbourne, home of the Family Auto Mart. If you want a deal that's great, call 242-0328. Family Auto Mart. We'll see you here.
There's no zip. There's no area code in that commercial.
No, this was before you had to have area codes. Oh man,
407,
407 or 321.
Is it really 321?
Yeah, because of NASA.
Ah,
they did that. I mean, it's been about 25 years since they put in the 321. Yeah, because like you're counting for the people who are not following quickly, because the countdown 3, 2, 1, blast off. You know, when there used to be NASA, when it didn't take us years to get an Artemis into the air. Yeah, you're so focused on this.
Well, I'm trying to see what happened to our player.
Look, while you watch that, I'm going to tell you actually about a brand new sponsor.
This is pretty rough. See, because here's the thing. He's our best player. And if he has to be subbed out, you can't sub back in.
Yeah. So, all right. Before we wrap up today's show, I do want to talk to you about a brand new sponsor. You may have heard them on other networks. My father-in-law, very excited that this is our new sponsor, Eden Pure and their Thunderstorm. You may have heard about this. If you're looking to purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air, eliminate odors, kill mold.
No filters.
Mildew. Yeah, I mean, we're talking on the phone. No filters. It's not an air filter. It's air purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses, well, maybe uses OXI. Isn't that how they said it? Or Oxy? OXI? I think that's
Oxy
right.
Oxy technology.
Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules into the air, which seek out odors and air pollutants in your home and destroys them. And they're not very big. This, by the way, doesn't just mask. It's not like having a scented air thing in your car. This doesn't mask or cover up these odors. It actually eliminates them. And it's called the Thunderstorm because it purifies the air in your home and provides you with fresh, pure air, just like your home, or just like after a thunderstorm when you're there, when that happens. Right now, we have a special deal. And look, these things are not huge. They don't take up a lot of room. You can put them in your car. You can put them in a – look, I'm going to sound a little fancy pants right now.
I'll bring your bag next time because next show I'll show you. It's shocking.
They're small. But they're not, you know, they're not insignificant or inexpensive.
No, it's significant, but it's not going to take up – like it's not an eyesore.
It's not one of those – yeah, and it's not super loud. I had a traditional air purifier or air air filter by my bed. And if you want to watch TV, we had to turn it off because it was so loud. You're trying to listen for your kids. This is not like that at all. It's quiet. And it's great for all these kind of rooms. I'll be honest. I have a special room that is under my staircase that has been designated for the cats.
Oh, yeah.
And let's just say that room doesn't smell great. It's not my favorite smell in the world. It is fairly isolated, but we have a little cat door. So sometimes those smells...
Did you open the big door?
Woof out. Whiff out.
You got two.
I have to open up the door to...
Litter box.
Yeah, the litter box where I feed them. We have their food in there.
Oh, everything's in there.
Everything. Yeah, it's the cat's room. And with that...
Cats need a room.
You can put a thunderstorm in there. It'll help eliminate that odor. So if you got pets, this is a great thing. If you have stinky children...
Which
I've told my kids, my kids have finally graduated out of the sweet smell of babydom, and now they are into the smell of
everyone's faces.
You know what I'm saying? Like babies are like, oh, it's so sweet. They have like a sweet, like baby powder smell. Now my kids,
because they're always kind of bathed.
Yeah, now my kids are like professional athletes, and. That comes with a lot of things.
You're the professional athletes.
I mean, amateur athletes. They all have gymnastics, or my son
they're
is
just
fencing.
Sweating.
They're sweating.
Yeah.
They're stinking, and this helps that out. Here's what you need to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, and you put in a discount code BROS3. So it's like our normal one, but it's three. And the reason it's three is because we're telling you to check out the Thunderstorm 3-pack. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. And put in the discount code BROS3. It's going to cost you under $200 for these three. It actually saves you $200, and shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code BROS, B-R-O-S, 3, the number 3. And shipping, like I said, is free. Again, you save $200 with that. It actually brings it under $300 or under $200 for the 3-pack. So very cool. Very great new sponsor. I'm excited to be working with them. Excited for their product. And they said, we'll bring it in. We'll showcase it. Because they sent it to us, which is very nice, and I put them in my home. So I have to remove it from my home to then bring it back to the studio.
I've got mine still here, so I can bring it.
You can bring it in.
So I was out of town.
Yeah.
And I haven't been taking it home yet.
Yeah, but my my father-in-law was like, I even told this to the Eden Pure people, was like, have you guys heard about this new air purifier? And he's like, I heard about it on Blank Radio Show. And he's like, they told me all about it. They said it eliminated the odors in the car and all stuff. And he's like, I'm going to order them. And I was like, before you do, you need to use a promo code, not theirs. I'm sorry, whoever you are, radio show. You need to learn about it from the bros. It's in the Secular Brothers. That's BROS3 again. All right, that's the end of the ad read. Thank you to our friends at Eden Pure, EdenPureDeals.com.
We haven't scored again yet, but it's looking...
Will said it's great for hotel rooms. We're still doing
an ad
read.
Because it's small. It's easy to travel with, and you don't want the dirty hotel air. You want some fresh
get rid
air.
Of that bacteria, the viruses. Like if you combine Centurion, if you combine your immunity booster with this air purifier.
And some gold.
Get some gold, because you know there's nutrients. And there's gold's got minerals, minerals.
Can you take gold?
I don't know. I did have sushi on Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, when they were like, we were going to sprinkle it with gold flakes. And I was like, my kids were freaked out by that.
They didn't like it?
Well, they wanted
to keep, sushi at the
beginning? They wanted to keep the gold.
Oh.
They're like sweeping it up. Like, we're not ingesting this. We need to take this. And they've heard me selling that.
this is precious.
right. My son was like, you're ingesting a mineral. Like, I don't know if that's...
I mean, we do all that every day.
But
salt, true. I believe. Is it mineral?
I don't know.
Iron? Yeah. There's a lot of minerals we need to survive.
I don't think gold is one of them.
No, but like silver.
I mean, you could say somewhat we do, but zinc? I don't know about ingesting.
Zinc?
Zinc is a mineral?
Zinc feels like it'd be silver.
Oh, it sounds like it, like the color zinc.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a bronze or like a zinc.
You know, I don't know a lot about zinc.
Platinum?
They say you should take it, though. Platinum. It's like silver, but better.
It's a fancier silver.
Dark silver, which is my superhero name. All right. You're so distracted by the World Cup.
Speaking of, I was looking at my daughter's McDonald's toy yesterday. Remember, we talked about McDonald's toys.
Yes, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Kind of forever.
That's what I was saying. Appropriate for a kid getting a Happy Meal?
I would say so.
What age group is that movie
appealing? That's true. It's like a PG-13 movie.
But it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new one.
It was a color-changing toy, so that was...
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, my kids brought that up. They're like, did it change colors?
Yeah.
And then I didn't look at it.
It does.
I do like the Marvel toys they have there.
Because
my
daughter first got it, she kind of looked at this like, okay, this is not from...
There's a McDonald's. Kids. You know,
and
they're doing
I said, this is a color changer, and she went...
They're doing a contest.
This is a color changing is huge.
Yeah. I don't even know how
Dipping
it works. Don't understand it.
Dip in the water.
Don't get the technology behind it. It's like that way since we were kids, I think, but I don't know about it.
It can't be that
the old breakfast spoons that once you dipped it in the milk changed color? Is it like that kind of technology?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know about those?
Oh, like the Lion King spoons?
Yeah, I got one in a box of Trix one time.
Yeah. Your mom was buying Trix. It feels like a sad life.
What are you talking about? Trix is good. Great.
Trix are for kids. They're for babies.
Yeah, but he
Trix,
was a kid.
They're for babies. No, I'm kidding. I had something I was going to say. Oh, the sushi, gold sushi, whatever. I mean,
did the kids like sushi?
They like a California roll.
Yeah.
They didn't like this. This was too far. This was even too far for me. Like, you know what? You went too far with this sushi roll. All right, we should wrap up. Hopefully it's...
Oh, the Iran is...
Okay, play the music. Just hit it. Hit it, Tim.
We made it to the first half through the first half, and it looks like we're going to be in the lead for the first half.
5 minutes of stoppage time.
Oh, yeah, but it's almost done.
I had to explain stoppage time to my parents.
They don't understand
that? 4 or 5 times this week. That if 5 minutes, it's not going to just stop. That it's at the discretion of the ref.
And you can have like 8. There have been some long.
I think you can go up to 10, right? I think you have 10. Or can it be whatever? Just whatever? And you don't really see it beyond 8 or 9.
8 or 9 seems like the longer.
Yeah. And then they just call it.
That's
it
usually feel, when there's a
change of...
Degrees. It's because there's no timeouts. So
yes.
So the clock never stops.
That's why it's perfect for millennials. You can schedule it in your day. You don't have to... What? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell your wife, not like, hey, baby, I'm going to be gone. How long is that baseball game going to go? Could be until 3 a.m.
Oh, like,
this
golf.
Is
could take 5
90
hours.
Minutes. In and out. Plus,
yeah. plus or minus 12 minutes.
Plus or minus another. 2 hours. 2 hours is a safe bet.
Safe.
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL. There's not a lot of commercial.
No.
Because it doesn't stop.
Can't, yeah. All right. That's why it will never be popular in America. All right. Well, until next time. Okay. Hopefully, when you're hearing this, Team USA has advanced. But we'll see.
To the knockout stage.
Yeah. Great. All right.
Play Portugal and Brazil.
Talk to you on Thursday.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.